This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Israeli forces have freed a living captive from Hamas's vast tunnel network for the first time since the October 7th attack. AP correspondent Joe Fetterman reports.
The army isn't saying much about this operation. It only says that the 52-year-old man was found in a tunnel in southern Gaza in what it says was a very complicated operation. The man has been identified as Kaid Farhan Al-Qadi. He is a member of Israel's Bedouin Arab minority, and he was working as a security guard last October 7th when he was abducted with roughly 250 other people. Al-Qadi is the eighth hostage to be rescued by Israeli forces, but Israel says that over 100 others remain in captivity. It estimates that at least a third of them have died, and it fears that that number could continue to rise.
Joe Fetterman from the AP. Israel launched a major military operation in the north of the occupied West Bank that has killed 9 Palestinians on Wednesday. Israel says all 9 killed are militants. Palestinian health officials say the Israeli operations into Jenin and Tulkarem have blocked off access to hospitals and ripped up roads and infrastructure in the cities. A Ukraine drone attack sparked a fire in an oil depot in the Kamensky district of Russia's southern region of Rostov, its governor said on Wednesday, confirming media reports that several tanks were on fire. A Russian missile slammed into Kryvyi Rih on Wednesday, local authorities said, just as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's home city was observing an official day of mourning for an attack the previous day that killed 4 civilians at a hotel. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Donald Trump faced a revised federal indictment on Tuesday, accusing him of illegally trying to overturn his 2020 election loss, with prosecutors narrowing their approach after a United States Supreme Court ruling that former presidents have broad immunity from criminal prosecution. Freddie Joyner reports for Reuters.
The new indictment was obtained by U.S. Special Counsel Jack Smith's team after narrowing their approach to the election subversion case, following a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that former presidents have broad immunity from criminal prosecution. The revised indictment lays out the same 4 charges it brought against Trump last year, but it focuses on his role as a political candidate seeking re-election, rather than as the president at the time. The new reworked indictment no longer includes allegations that Trump sought to pressure the U.S. Justice Department in his bid to overturn the election. Dropping those allegations appeared to be an effort to keep the prosecution alive after the Supreme Court found on July 1st that Trump could not be prosecuted for that conduct.
Freddie Joyner for Reuters. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said on Wednesday that a new treaty between the two countries would help repair the relationship between the United Kingdom and the European Union.
This treaty is part of a wider reset, grounded in a new spirit of cooperation, with our shared understanding that this will be developed at pace and that we hope to have agreed it by the end of the year.
Scholz said he welcomes Starmer's intention to seek a reset in the relationship to the European Union. Japan is preparing for a powerful typhoon, Shanshan. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Japan's preparing for the powerful typhoon Shanshan, which is bringing heavy rains and strong winds. Transportation and delivery operators are delaying or suspending services in the south through the weekend. Satoshi Sugimoto, director of the forecast division at the Japan Meteorological Agency, says unprecedented storm winds, high waves and storm surges are expected. The highest level of caution is required. The agency says Shanshan is near the southern island of Yakushima, heading north towards Kyushu. So far, no damage or injuries have been reported. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
French investigative judges are due to decide on Wednesday whether to place Russian-born Telegram boss Pavel Durov under formal investigation following his arrest as part of a probe into organized crime on the messaging app. Durov's detention as he landed at an airport near Paris on a private jet on Saturday evening has put the spotlight on the criminal liability of app providers and fueled debate on where freedom of speech ends and enforcement of the law begins. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.